They're even cooler by the breeze, most around 11 to 13, up to around 15 Celsius in East Anglia and the southeast of England. Tom.
Thank you, Matt. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 29th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, Atlantic low moving rather quickly east, expected Fair Isle 990 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours, Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, westerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Viking and later elsewhere. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. West or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Forties and Cromarty. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Humber, Thames. Northwest, backing southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor later. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, northwest, Biscay. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, drizzle and fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Southeast Biscay, South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 in southeast Biscay. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, West Sole. Westerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Drizzle, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. East Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Southwesterly, veering northwesterly later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Irish Sea, west or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shannon, southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in Malin, decreasing 5 at times later. Rain, then showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or snow, moderate, occasionally poor. Now, for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, west-southwest 2, 13 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, west-southwest 3, recent rain, 15 miles, 1009, now falling. Lerwick, west-northwest 4, rain, 1 mile, 1005, rising. Lucas, southwest by west 4, 19 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Bridlington, west by south 3, 1016, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 5, 11 miles, 1019. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1020. Jersey, north northwest 3, 16 miles, 1021, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 4, 11 miles, 1022. Scilly Automatic, west northwest 3, 9 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valentia, south by west 4, slight showers, 5 miles, 1018. Ronalds Bay, west, southwest, 2, 8 miles, 1018, now falling. Malin Head, south by west, 4, 5 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, an area of low pressure will move eastwards near North Scotland. maintaining a generally westerly airflow and unsettled conditions across the United Kingdom, along with some strong winds in many places and gales for some northern waters. However, high pressure will gradually build through Sunday to bring quieter conditions and lighter winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in south, veering northwesterly later. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwesterly, veering westerly later, 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in north. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West, backing southwest for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West, backing southwest for a time, 4 or 5, increasing 5 to 7. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly becoming variable 3 or 4, then becoming southwesterly 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 later, veering westerly later. Drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. North Forelands to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 3 or 4, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 3 or 4, backing west or southwest 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 later. Drizzle and fog patches later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest, backing southwest for a time, 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6. Drizzle and fog patches for a time, good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West, 2 to 4, backing southwest, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 4 or 5 later. Rain and fog patches for a time, good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Westerly 3 or 4, backing southwesterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 in north, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain and fog patches for a time, good, becoming moderate to very poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West 3 or 4, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 5 to 7 later. Rain for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Isle of Man, west or southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west to northwest 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. South to southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering west or northwest later. Rain for a time at first. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or northwesterly later. Rain for a time at first. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, veering west, then northwest later. 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Showers, rain for a time at first, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. South or southwest, veering west, then northwest later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally 6 later. Rain then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northwest, 4 to 6, backing south, 6 to gale 8, veering west, 4 to 6 later, then veering north, 6 to gale 8 later. Fair, then rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where it's time for Prayer for the Day with the writer and broadcaster, Anna Magnusson.
Good morning. The small room I call my study, which has a desk, my laptop, a filing cabinet and some bookshelves, is where I write. My desk faces south, and every day I look through the window to the garden hedge, a field beyond, and up to the skyline of trees and moorland. The changing seasons are right in front of me when I sit here, from the white stillness of winter to the wild green of summer. I'm used to this natural transformation. I grew up in the countryside and then lived in the town for many years in a top-floor flat overlooking a park. Finally, not long ago, I returned to fields and trees and a big sky. There's something reassuring about looking out at a hedge. A few weeks ago, it was still bare and full of woody gaps, but as spring approached, it began to come to life. It's still greening and thickening, and soon I won't be able to see the ambling sheep through the leafy branches. Small birds will dart underneath for shelter. And then summer will burst onto centre stage. I don't take any of it for granted. The rhythms of the year, the gift of the natural world, the returning light. I don't ever forget the blessings of a peaceful life in a peaceful country, or that I have a roof over my head, food each day, and the freedom to go where I want. This morning, my prayer is for people who live in places where there is no peace, who endure destruction and violence and fear every day. God be with them. God protect them. And may God forgive a world which unleashes war. Amen.
Anna Magnusson. This year's Lent Talks offer personal insights of faith on key lines from the Nicene Creed, the core statement of Christianity, which marks its 1700th anniversary. In this episode, the theologian Krish Kandaya reflects on the line, "We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God."
The room was full, and every inch of it was thick with tension. What had begun as an international convention was quickly descending into the kind of scene you'd expect after midnight in a badly run nightclub on the wrong side of town. Of the hundreds of men present, it was two of the most mild-mannered that found themselves at loggerheads. Their voices became louder and louder as they edged closer and closer to one another. Suddenly, one of them raised his hand and struck the other across the face.